This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's today's item from the Marketplace desk of things you didn't know you needed circa 2019. Uber says it's teaming up with a company called Cargo to launch a shopping app for Uber riders. The idea is that while you're in the car, you'll be able to buy things like luggage or makeup or what have you. Kind of like SkyMall, but for Uber, right? Drivers will get a cut, so there is an incentive for them to sell to you. But really, this is an old marketing technique, right? Selling stuff to a captive audience. But are consumers really up for that experience? Marketplace's Mario Segura reports on the strategy.
Cargo has actually been around for a couple years. It's a website you can use to buy stuff your Uber driver has on hand. Jiwoong Shin at the Yale School of Management says that makes sense. It solves an immediate need.
You know, while you are riding, what do you need? You may need some water, you may need some kind of small snack, which you can get it right here.
Now, Cargo's launching as a full-fledged app, separate from Uber, and it's going to start selling big-ticket items that'll ship to your house. Alan Adamson, who teaches at NYU's Stern School of Business, says this is less likely to work. Because if people want to shop online while they're in an Uber, they can just go to another online retailer. And he says this could backfire.
It's going to damage the Uber brand if Uber drivers are trying to sell you a kitchen sink.
Because Cargo is relying on riders as a captive audience, stuck in the back seat and forced to listen to potential sales pitches from drivers, who, by the way, get a 25% cut of those sales.
The drivers are certainly motivated as they get squeezed into tighter and tighter margins, you know, or they're desperate to make an extra dollar.
Jeff Kripe, the CEO of Cargo, says he doesn't expect Uber's drivers to become pushy sales associates.
I don't worry about it because we don't instruct our drivers to be salespeople in any way.
But Adamson says there is a risk that retailers and marketers need to be aware of.
The cost they can't see is the disruption to the customer experience and the negativity it produces in customers when they feel captive.
But these days, if you're that customer, maybe your next online purchase is noise-canceling headphones. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.